Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, first class, October 16th, 2022, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's Word. And therefore, open the Word of God to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, we are in this great paragraph, verses 1 through 5, on the results of justification. Romans 5, 1 through 5. SOP calls for a few moments of silent prayer, giving you the privacy of your priesthood, giving you the opportunity of examining your own soul, making sure there's no unconfessed sin in your life. If there is, rebound is the order of the day. 1 John 1:9. If we acknowledge our sins to God, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, instantly restoring you to fellowship with God, the filling of the Spirit, and your spiritual life. And now you can do a right thing, worship the Lord the right way by the power of the Spirit of God. In preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. The very fact that we are even here this morning is a demonstration of who and what you are. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the Word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, I think we can safely say Washington State will not be playing UNLV for the national championship. Washington State got dismantled by Oregon State, and UNLV got slaughtered by the Air Force Academy, which I don't mind. I root for the Air Force Academy, Army, Navy, always root for them. It would be it's a different ball game when you play the academies, because they have the triple option. The Rebels do not know how to defend the triple option, the double option, the single option, any option. And so they were, I don't think we have to worry about them even going to a bowl game unless it's a toilet bowl. But they might. There's a couple of games left, so they might win six games. Romans chapter 5. I told you before that after my aneurysm hurdle I cleared, I was not allowed to be coming up here and teaching, so I was studying. And I was working on this passage, this paragraph. And the first time I've ever really studied it in detail, and I was totally amazed at how powerful this paragraph is. Romans 5, 1 through 5, the results of justification. And I've been looking forward to teaching this ever since that time. And so this is very fun for me. I hope it's as fun for you as it has been for me, because it's been very, very fun for me. Romans 5, 1 through 5, the results of justification. Four results. Result number one, peace with God, or reconciliation. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, because we were justified by faith, that is, imputed with the righteousness from God and declared to be righteous, we have peace with God, reconciliation, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Result number two, access. This is in Romans 5:2a, access into the presence of the living and true God. By the agency of whom, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have also obtained access. Yeah, access into the presence of the living and true God by means of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, which is the mechanics of justification. And then result number three, Romans 5:2b, eternal security. Into this grace, in which grace we stand in the past, with the result that we keep on standing forever. And so we keep on boasting in confidence of the glory of God. That is the very essence of God, who and what God is. Now that brought us to result number four. And result number four, one of the results of justification is the establishment of the grace pipeline for blessing. God wants to bless us. So when you come to the cross and place your faith in Jesus Christ, the justice of God imputes to every believer the righteousness of God. That establishes a grace pipeline. And this grace pipeline is the grace pipeline for blessing. God wants to bless us. Down that grace pipeline, right at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, come 40 salvation blessings. You didn't even know that they happened. But at the moment of faith in Christ, God poured out these fantastic salvation blessings. And then as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, you come to realize what they are. And then down that pipeline, every single day, logistical grace blessing. Day after day after day after day, God provides logistical grace. Logistical grace is phenomenal, fantastic. It's not greater grace, but it's still grace that you enjoy and blessings day after day. Why does God give you logistical grace? Because salvation's not the finish line. The gun's gone off, that's all. The gun's gone off and you're out of the blocks. Okay, now, you know, that's not the end of the line. God has a plan, and now you run the race. The gun's gone off, you believed in Christ. You say, a lot of Christians, it's over. I've arrived. Well, you're going to arrive in heaven, yes. But the plan of God is for you to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Advance to spiritual adulthood, because God wants to pour out on you greater grace blessing. Greater grace blessing for time right in the middle of the devil's world, right here now. greater grace blessing for all eternity. And all of these come down that grace pipeline. Justification. The moment of faith in Christ, you have God's imputed righteousness. This grace pipeline is established because God wants to bless you with these phenomenal blessings. So suffering for blessing. Result number 4 in verses 3 through 5 is suffering for blessing. One of the greater grace blessings that God has for you is suffering for blessing for the spiritually mature believer. Now this Romans 5, 3 through 5 is one of the greatest passages in the Word of God that describes suffering for blessing. The spiritually adult believer has lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. He is living his life in the light of the unique spiritual life of the church age. He has grown up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has God's problem-solving devices in his heart, which enables him to clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing with precisely correct procedure. And you see, most Christians today do not even have a clue as far as the plan of God goes or the spiritual life goes. They don't have a clue as to God's problem-solving devices. They have no clue as to precisely correct procedure. They don't even understand that suffering for blessing is one of the greatest blessings that God has for the spiritually adult believer. But the spiritually adult believer has God's problem-solving devices in his soul, which enables him to clear the spiritual hurdles of suffering for blessing with precisely correct procedure. These hurdles may include intense suffering or pain, trials, persecution, oppression, affliction, distressing circumstances. As the spiritually adult believer clears these hurdles by the grace and power of God, 4 magnificent virtues of Christ are produced. That's verses 3 through 5. Those 4 magnificent virtues of Christ that are produced. Virtue number 1, hupomone. Courageous endurance. Courage in the face of great suffering. Virtue number 2, dokime, from dokimazo, to be tested so that you might be approved and qualified for greater grace blessing. Dokime means proven character, grace righteousness that's been tested and approved. It's demonstrated grace righteousness, demonstrated virtue and honor, sacred honor. And then virtue number 3, elpis, hope, confidence, maximum confidence in God and the Word of God. And that brings to virtue number 4, agape. Virtue love is brought to completion in your heart. Personal love for God the Father, occupation with Jesus Christ, impersonal love for all. And then verse 5, we haven't quite exegeted all of verse 5. And hope, absolute confidence in God and His Word, never disappoints. When God is free to bless the winner believer with suffering for blessing, it develops perseverance, courageous endurance, proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. You've been tested, approved, and now you're qualified for hope, absolute confidence in God and His Word, especially absolute confidence in hope 2 and hope 3, greater grace blessing for time, and greater grace blessing for all eternity. God never disappoints the believer. People will disappoint you, but the living and true God will never disappoint you. Disappointment comes to the believer who fails to live the spiritual life. Disappointment comes to all those who live their lives in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system. Your friends may fail and disappoint you. And your loved ones may fail and disappoint you. But God will never, ever disappoint you. The winner believer never depends on people. Rather, he is totally dependent on the grace and the power of God. He has absolute confidence in who and what God is, the one who is the source of all blessing, including suffering for blessing. What the righteousness of God demands, the justice of God executes. When the believer lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills that advances the spiritual maturity, then the righteousness of God demands blessing from the justice of God. And that includes suffering for blessing. However, when the believer lives his life in the darkness of Satan's cosmic system, he is disappointed in himself, disappointed in life, frustrated in life. For the carnal reversionistic believer, the righteousness of God demands discipline, self-induced misery, warning discipline, intensive discipline, and if you do not wake up and turn back to God and His Word, dying discipline, which the justice of God administers. But the believer who walks in the light, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, will have virtue love brought to completion in his heart. Personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Jesus Christ. And this is the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. This is virtue number four that is produced from suffering for blessing. Agape, love for God, has been brought to completion in our hearts. So, verse 5. In fact, we'll read verses 3 through 5. And not only this, but also we keep on glorying in our suffering. Suffering for blessing. Because we, that is, spiritually adult believers, we know that suffering for blessing produces perseverance, steadfastness, fortitude, courageous endurance. And perseverance, courageous endurance, produces or brings about proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. And proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness, produces or brings about hope, absolute confidence, especially hope 2 and hope 3, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. And then that brought us to verse 5. And hope never disappoints because the love for God has been poured out in our hearts. Love, hope never disappoints because love for God. For the winner believer, the most important love in his life is God. God is the number one most important love in his life. Now, he has capacity for love in a lot of different areas. But the reason why he has capacity for love in all the different areas is because his number one and most important love is God. Because the love for God has been poured out in our hearts. We have a verb here, ekkeo. E-K-C-H-E, long O. Ekkeo. And ekkeo literally means to pour out. It was used for the pouring out of liquids. But it's used figuratively here. Figuratively, it is used of God the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, pouring out virtue love love for God in the heart of the winner believer. The winner believer lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Spiritual skill number one, filling of the Spirit. Spiritual skill number two, the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. He is getting maximum metabolized doctrine into his heart. And this results in virtue love being brought to completion in the winner believer's heart. Ekkeo is a perfect tense. Now this is a dramatic perfect, and that's very important. Dramatic perfect. The dramatic perfect is used to describe a fact in an unusually vivid and realistic way. God wants you to see this picture. He wants you to see God the Holy Spirit. You're filled with the Spirit. Because you're filled with the Spirit when you assemble, God the Holy Spirit is teaching you the Word of God. And as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, God the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity in you, is pouring out in your heart love for God. And by the way, when you have love for God, well, then you'll have capacity to love your husband and love your wife and love your children, love your dog. Pretty easy to love your dog because they never do anything wrong. A little harder to love your children. They hardly ever do anything right. But it gives you capacity to love. First, love for God. You have that. Well, you got it nailed down. Love for God motivates impersonal love for man, impersonal love for all, so that husbands can love their wives when they're at their absolute worst. Wives can love their husbands when they're at their absolute worst. You can have impersonal love for all, Republicans, Democrats, and pedestrians, everyone. I just see if you're awake. Some of you are not. Las Vegas is not a good time to have a morning class on the Bible because you're still thinking. You have your eyes open and sound asleep. So this is a dramatic imperfect which is used to describe a fact in an unusually vivid and realistic way. The passive voice, the voice of grace. The winner believer receives the action of having love for God poured out in his heart. The indicative mood is declarative, dogmatic fact of the God-breathed scriptures. The preposition N plus the dative is the dative of sphere. This takes place in the sphere of the winner believer's heart. Up here, not down here. This is a pump. 99% of the time in the Bible, the word heart is always talking about cardia up here, lave up here, the right lobe of the soul. And that's what we have. This takes place in the sphere of the winner believer's heart. The cardia is the target or the objective for the Word of God in grace perspicacity. The winner believer has maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart through consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God. This is accomplished by the grace and the power of God, the filling of the Spirit combined with the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, and this is the result of living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. And the personal pronoun ego, our hearts. Our, referring to the hearts of all spiritually adult believers. So the corrected translation, and hope never disappoints, because love for God, virtue love, has been poured out in our hearts. And then we have by the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. Now we have the mechanics, grace perspicacity. This is dia plus the genitive singular pneuma modified by the genitive singular of the adjective hagias, plus the articular aorist passive participle of ditto me, plus the dative plural of the personal pronoun ego. Dia plus the genitive. And you're such an enlightened congregation, you're sitting there, I know that. Dia plus the genitive. Instrumentality by means of, well, that's very good. Dia plus the genitive is instrumentality by means of. But when it's a person, and this is the person of God, the Holy Spirit, then it's by the agency of. Agency. So if it was not a person, it would be by means of. If it's a person, and it is here, then it's agency. By the agency of pneuma hagias. And some of you are saying, why do you say pneuma? Don't you know that's pneuma? And I say to you, don't you know that's pneuma? There are no silent letters in Greek. In English, we have a weird language. We have all kinds of silent letters and everything. There are no silent letters in Greek. You pronounce every letter. Pneuma. So, but if you want to call it pneuma, you can call it whatever you want. And then we have with that hagias. H-A-G-I-O-S. Pneuma modified by hagias, and this is the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. By the agency of the Holy Spirit, and then the verb didomi. Looks like that in the Greek, D-I-D, long O-M-I, didomi. All right, a couple of things on the verb didomi. One, didomi means to give. Two, this refers to the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. God the Holy Spirit was given to every church age believer from Pentecost to the rapture. We're living in the church age. This is a gift that is absolutely off the chart amazing. Never occurred before in any other time in human history. Never occurred in the Old Testament. None of the great believers were indwelt by the Spirit. None of them. Abraham wasn't. Moses wasn't. Jeremiah wasn't. David wasn't. None of them were indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But you are. God the Holy Spirit indwells your body, making it a temple for the indwelling of the Shekinah glory, Jesus Christ. God dwells in you. That never occurred before in human history. But it occurs now with you. You have blessings that are absolutely off the chart. Far, far greater than anything in any other time of human history. And this enables you to live your life by the grace and the power of God. So, two, this refers to the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. Three, this was a fantastic grace, provision, and blessing from God to enable us to be winners in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. Victorious, winners. Hanukkah, it says in Revelation over and over again. The articular participle used as a substantival participle, therefore a noun. Hanukkah is translated in a lot of your Bibles, overcomer, which I think is a stupid translation. Has nothing to do with nikao. Nikao means to be a victor. Some of you in athletics know about Nike. That's the noun, Nike, victory. Anybody in track wants to wear Nike shoes because they want to be the winner. It means the winner, not the overcomer, the winner. And so because it's a substantival participle, he translated it as a noun, the winner. So this is a fantastic grace, provision, and blessing from God to enable us to be victorious in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. In the Old Testament times, Satan's attack was on the line of Christ. And then following the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas, Satan attacked, and his attack shifted to the Lord Jesus Christ himself in hypostatic union. So God the Father provided for the humanity of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, a unique spiritual life. And our Lord was indwelt and filled with the Spirit at the moment of his physical birth. And he perfectly lived the unique spiritual life throughout the dispensation of his hypostatic union, remaining impeccable, sinless perfection, and therefore qualified to go to the cross and solve mankind's problem of sin. Following the strategic victory of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and session at the right hand of God the Father, now Satan's attack has shifted to the body of Christ, to every church age believer. Four. So every church age believer is given the same spiritual life that God the Father gave to the Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity. So every church age believer is given the same spiritual life that God the Father gave to the Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity. Five, this spiritual life includes the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. This spiritual life includes the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. Six, this serves as a base of operations for the filling of the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, keep on being filled with the Spirit, empowered by God the Holy Spirit. You're going to live your life either by the power of the Spirit of God or by the power of your sin nature. You're no longer a slave to the old sin nature as the ruler of human life. That was positional death. That was at the moment of salvation, retroactive positional truth. You are identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit entered us and identified us with Christ in his death and burial, positional death, no longer a slave to the old sin nature as the ruler of human life. Now you got an option. Because now you're indwelt by God the Holy Spirit. So you have the sin nature in your body, you have the Holy Spirit in your body, and now you decide who's going to be in charge of your heart up here. Who's going to be in charge of your life? There's a war going on. A war going on between their sin nature and the Holy Spirit. Who is in charge of your life? Who's in charge of your heart? You now decide. As an unbeliever, you were a slave to the old sin nature as the ruler of human life. But at the moment of salvation, baptism of the Spirit, you're identified with Christ in his death, burial, resurrection, retroactive positional truth, positional death, and then current positional truth, identified with Christ in his resurrection. Well, all of these things, you're still looking at me like you haven't quite got it, what I'm talking about. Not to worry. Not to worry. We're going to be covering all these things in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, we get to look at the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive positional truth, current positional truth. We will cover all of these things. So the spiritual life includes the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. And this serves as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit. 7. The Holy Spirit provides the grace and power for the believer to live the spiritual life, to advance to spiritual maturity and become invisible heroes. Invisible heroes. You have great, great impact, personal impact, blessing by association, historical impact, angelic impact. One of the greatest of all is angelic impact. Do you realize the angels are right? You all have angels. You have your guardian angels. This place is full of angels right now. And they're with you all the time. And they're watching you. They're watching the decisions you make. And as they watch you and the decisions you make, they realize, God, how righteous and just and holy God is. When Satan fell, sinned through arrogance, and the lake of fire was created for Satan and his angels, Satan appealed the sentence. So God says, all right, I will create man lower than the angels to resolve the angelic conflict. And every time one of you believes in Jesus Christ, it proves the holiness of God. Every time one of you, after faith in Christ, advance to spiritual maturity, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, it has angelic impact. And the angels are going, yes, yes, God is holy, absolute righteousness and perfect justice. The angels are watching you. They're watching the decisions you make. Good decisions, bad decisions. They're watching you. So the Holy Spirit provides the grace and power for the believer to live the spiritual life, advance to spiritual maturity, and become invisible heroes. 8. When we attain spiritual maturity, God is free to pour out on us phenomenal greater grace blessing for time and greater grace blessing for all eternity. When we attain spiritual maturity, God is free to pour out on us phenomenal greater grace blessing for time and greater grace blessing for all eternity. 9. One of the greatest of these greater grace blessings is suffering for blessing. One of the greatest of these greater grace blessings is suffering for blessing. This suffering for blessing is designed by God to produce 4 great virtues of Christ. And that's Romans 5, 3 through 5. That's our passage. This suffering for blessing is designed by God to produce 4 great virtues of Christ. Romans 5, 3 through 5, our passage. First virtue, perseverance, courageous endurance. The second virtue, proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. The third virtue, hope, absolute confidence in God and His Word. The fourth virtue, love for God poured out in our hearts. So this suffering for blessing is designed by God to produce 4 great virtues of Christ. Perseverance, courageous endurance, proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness, hope, absolute confidence in God and His Word, and love for God, virtue love, poured out in our hearts. Now, the articular participle of didomi is substantival. It functions as a noun. So the corrected translation, who, God the Holy Spirit, was given. Who was given? He, the Holy Spirit, was given. Universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. And then the dative plural of the personal pronoun ego is the dative of indirect object. The indirect object presents the ones in whose interest or benefit something is given. The universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit is given by God the Father to every church age believer so that we can live the spiritual life and be victorious, a winner, in the intensified stage of the angelic conflict. So, Romans 5, 3 through 5. And not only this, but also introducing the fourth result of justification in this passage. And not only this, but also we keep on boasting, glorying in our sufferings. Suffering for blessing. Because we, winner believers, we know that suffering for blessing produces perseverance, steadfastness, fortitude, courageous endurance. And perseverance, courageous endurance, produces, brings about proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness. And proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness, produces, brings about hope, absolute confidence. Especially hope 2 and hope 3, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. And hope never disappoints because love for God, virtue love, has been poured out in our hearts by the agency of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, who was given to us. Universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit to every church age believer. And if you want to get down and do some push-ups, go ahead. I should have had seat belts put into your chairs because I know it's just too much for some of you to handle. But anyway, what we'll do is take a break so you can go outside and go, that's great, you know, something like that. Take a break and pick it up when you get back.